Human Nature's brand new EP, Good Good Life, is out now featuring their new single with Guy Sebastian, which is called Broken Human. Let's take a listen to it here. It's a banger. You're singing it already, Maz.
I am.
Mike from Human Nature joins us now. Morning.
Hey, Mike.
Morning, guys. How you doing?
Oh, so great. How are you going?
I'm going great. I'm actually in Sydney at the moment. Yes, we're just waiting to do some more of our... We've been out touring around, actually going to a lot of parts of regional New South Wales and taking our show out there. But we're just waiting to head out because we've been put on postponement through from Victoria at the moment.
So we broadcast
hanging in Sydney for a little while.
We broadcast right across New South Wales. It must be your favourite state to tour, surely.
It is. It has been. We've been doing some great shows. We were down in Wagga Wagga and Grafton, and we're heading out to Orange and Dubbo in a couple of weeks' time. So, yeah, we're getting out there, which is seeing some parts of the country we haven't been to in quite some time. So
well, fingers crossed none of those towns in regional New South Wales end up becoming hotspots because of that couple that drove from Victoria to Queensland and then tested positive for COVID. Are you across that story?
Yes, I did hear that yesterday, and that was slightly concerning. But, we're hoping that things go okay because, obviously, as you know, everything in Victoria, we're meant to be down there for this week and next week, and so everything had to be postponed because of the COVID scare. So let's hope that everything's okay in those regional areas of New South Wales.
Did you guys, I mean, I know you had a Las Vegas residency for a very long time and now you're back in Australia. Was that anything to do with COVID-19?
Absolutely, yeah. We kind of shut us down, really, that COVID in about March last year. I mean, we were kind of, you know, just we had the residency there at the Venetian and then, you know, things went dark at the beginning it was like 2 weeks that we're going to be off thinking they'd be closing the casinos, and then it just got extended and extended and extended, and eventually they closed the showrooms and our contract there ended, and so it kind of just, it wasn't the way we would have liked to have ended, but yeah, COVID kind of forced it to an end. Which is
any plans to go back, Mike?
We kind of made plans to spend our most of the year here in Australia touring. So at the moment we're just doing that. But, you know, in the future, if an opportunity became available, we'd think about it for sure. But right now we're just enjoying being back in Australia. And, releasing the new EP and doing live shows. It's been great.
Well, at least we have Dubbo here. Dub Vegas for you, mate. It's
Dub Vegas. It's,
Dub Vegas is ready for you, Human Nature.
The bright lights of
Dubbo. The big lights of
Dub Vegas. That's so funny. When you do these shows, because now you've got a song with Guy Sebastian, I'm secretly hoping that he's going to pop up on one of the stages at some point with you and do it live.
Yeah, we try and fit him in a suitcase and bring him out on the road, but he wasn't too happy with that idea. But no, we by the wonders of a virtual kind of technology, we do the song in this show we've been doing in the regional shows. I mean, the regional show is more of a stripped back kind of more acoustic style show, and just, you know, us sort of telling our story. And but yeah, we do that song in the show, and he makes a special appearance.
Love to see like a Guy cool. Sebastian hologram or something. Wouldn't that be epic?
Yeah, it'd be great if we had the budget for a holiday. But, if you guys want to pitch in, we'll work on it.
Oh, Maz has already blown our show budget.
I'll tell you, Mike, what I spent our show budget on.
Yeah.
I got carried away at the Janet Jackson online auction recently, and I bought 9 of her backup dancers' hats from the Velvet Rope Tour.
Wow, okay.
True story.
Really
great purchase.
Well, thank you. Because growing up, I wanted to be one of Janet Jackson's backup dancers, and that just, you know, it's just a dream that hasn't been realised for me. So this was the next best thing.
We gave her a budget of $200. Right. She spent $2,000 on these backup dancer hats.
Right, and you needed 9 of them.
Well, I didn't need any of them, Mike, but that they came as a nine hat package. Have you met Janet Jackson in your really successful career?
We actually did. We actually toured with Janet Jackson. We were support acts for her back in the sort of late 90s, I think it was, so early 2000. And yes, we did meet her briefly. It wasn't, yeah, it wasn't a remarkable meeting. But
what do you mean? No, don't tell me she was rude. What happened?
I think we just said, hi, Janet, we're Human Nature, and she said, thank you, and kept walking.
That always blows my mind, Mike, that you are supporting on the show and then the main acts just don't really give up the time. Does that happen a lot?
Look, we've done a few support tours over there, and you know, it varies from, I mean, we actually did tour with Michael Jackson too. And we toured, like, that was his very last tour they ended up doing.
Yeah.
And it was about 50 or something shows we did. And we actually did meet him on, it was like the second last show.
Wow.
We got to meet Michael. And because we every day we would, you know, everyone would be ushered into their rooms when he would walk to the stage and everything. You weren't allowed to look and watch him go.
Really?
But yeah, we did go in and meet him. And he was pretty cool. We chatted
nice.
For a little bit. And he said he listened to our show every night. And, you know, he loved the songs we were doing. So
that's
he actually
cool.
gave us a nice. We had a nice little conversation.
Was that a surreal moment for you?
It was pretty surreal, yeah. And the weird thing is we actually took a photo with him. He was his official photographer who was on the road with him took the photo, but we never saw the photo.
Oh,
we
no.
tried to take it down, and he must have not liked how he looked in it or something, but, yeah, literally never saw the light of day, which is...
Oh, that's a bummer.
So that photo circling, it must be out there somewhere unless they destroyed it. It's
yeah, I don't know. I'm not sure. Well, back in those, I guess it was negative. So, I mean, it could have been, wasn't in the digital world, but yeah.
And so, okay,
sure
so you had
be.
A pretty disappointing meet and greet with Janet Jackson. That's unfortunate.
It wasn't great, but look, I don't want to put that down to her too much. Maybe she had a lot on that day. So
I don't know. I don't know if you find any spare time in the studio. I know you guys are busy. You've got your shows and stuff. But if there's ever a spare couple of minutes for a Janet cover to launch these hats, that would be we would love that.
Because the thing is, Mike, because I use the company money, my boss has basically said, okay, we'll pay for it, but you have to like weave this into every single conversation that you have on the radio for infinity.
Right.
And so
get your money's worth.
Exactly, to get our money's worth. And so it's worth asking if you guys wanted to put together some a cappella Rhythm Nation. I'm just saying. We would happily,
right.
Wow. We would happily
okay.
put that to
well,
air.
Well, I'll take it to the guys and see what. Yeah, we haven't done any Janet Jackson songs in our career, but yeah, I'll see what might happen there.
Everywhere I go, every smile I see, I know you are there.
That's together again, but whatever. I wouldn't be fussy.
Any Janet, we will take, and we will offer you extra plugs for your shows right across New South Wales
for sure.
Yep.
Done. All right, sounds good. I'll take it to the guys and see what they say.
I'll take it to the guys. Okay, we'll see how that goes.
Is that a bit of a don't call us,
we'll call you?
No, not at all. No.
Well, look, hopefully these shows happen right across New South Wales. Human Nature, one of the great live shows
Absolutely.
That you don't want to miss. And the brand new EP, Good, Good Life, is out right now. So you can download, stream that, get it wherever you get your music. And the brand new single with Guy Sebastian is called Broken Humans, which you can listen to right now as well. Big voices there. Do you try and out-sing each other, Human Nature v. Guy Sebastian?
Well, we actually had our vocals on this track before we sort of had Guy involved in it. It's a lot of harmony in it. So we kind of always thought that another, you know, a great voice in there like Guy's would be fantastic. So he actually, my brother sent him the song, just kind of emailed it to him and said, oh, look, we can hear you on this. We'd love you to do it. And he loved the song. So it was really cool that he agreed to be part of it. And our voices just work really well together, and it's I think it's come out great.
He could almost be another member of Human Nature. He definitely has that voice to match you guys. So download that song. Yep.
Yeah, he's got a great soulful voice. So I think he brings, you know, just a something extra special to this song because he's such a great singer.
He brings that special guy sauce. Mike, thanks for joining us, mate.
Nice to talk to you.